it can understand what you're working on, and then it can create a list of memories here. So you can see, for example, 21 minutes ago, 1 hour ago, 1 hour ago, it understands everything that we've been working on recently. That's really useful because then I don't have to take the notes myself, and actually gets more detail than any other agent that I'm working with. So when we're using OMI, which again is another free open source project, I think they do have a subscription if you're using it a lot, but if you're just using a basic version of it, you can get access right here. It's available on OMI, it's MIT license, it listens to you, understands what you're working on, takes notes, and then you can actually export that to Obsidian. So we've got OMI, that goes to Obsidian, and we go from there. So if we go to home inside OMI, and then we go to the settings, and we check this out, we can then export this directly to Obsidian as well, which is really, really useful. So this is building out now. And you'll see here that this is quite a big project for ChatGPT to work on. And so when it's building it out from scratch, you can see here that it's beginning to build it out step by step, working on everything, prioritizing the UI and the integrations here. But it might take a few minutes. It's been coding out for like 10 minutes already, just working on this brand new Agent OS. Whereas, for example, as you saw before, we've already got the Agent OS live with the template. So it's way faster to use a template than it is to use a brand new setup from scratch. So if you want to save time, I would just go with the template inside the app of Boardroom. But if you want to build your own from scratch, this is how you can do it over here. Now, when we're waiting for those to run, one other thing to note here is that whilst we're building this and we're creating stuff out, you only need to add what's relevant. One feature that I built in, and I recommend this for you too, is that you have an option to hide things, because what we're trying to build here is something where we focus on the system, not the model. So if, for example, OpenClaw, go back like 2 months ago, this was probably the biggest AI agent in the world. It's only recently that people stopped using it, and that includes me, because Hermes took over. So my point here is that you want to focus on the model, on the system, not the model. So you can hide OpenClaw and you can add it in. And I would allow that for yourself as well, so that you can move things around, you can change it, because things in AI are crazy. Like GPT 5.6, as soon as it came out, absolutely mind-blowing. But GPT 5.5, I would never build anything like this with it. So as you go along here, there's going to be things that you swap out that you don't need. I mean, if you look at my setup as well, because I'm testing so many things all the time, I have loads of tools here. But for you personally, you might only use Hermes, or you might only use Claude, and you just need to build out separate workflows for each one. So that's something important to know. It's like, you don't have to use everything that you see here. It doesn't have to be as complex as this. One thing that I learned along the way was the simpler you can make this, the better, because you won't use every feature. I mean, for example, Kimi code, I personally haven't used for weeks, so I should probably hide that. But I can always reuse it if, you know, Kimi K218 comes out, and then it's absolutely mind-blowing. So you see how you can swap things in, you can swap things out, etc. So you've got the mission control here. You've got the daily goals list as well. This is really useful. I'd recommend building this in too. And any feature that you see here that you're like, right, I want to add that in. Or, for example, let's say you have an idea and you're like, I need to add that in, I need to add this in, etc. Well, when you're building any of this out, you can go back into ChatGPT and you can say, okay, great, now build out a daily journal section, or now build out a daily habits tracker. Whatever feature you have in your idea, in your mind, you can build in. And you can ask ChatGPT to build in. And if it's taking ages to reply, you can just say, okay, add a journal feature. And if you type /steer, inside, or if you add the message here, it will actually give you the option to steer it in the right direction if it's in the middle of coding. So that's how it works step by step. Now, if we have a look, we've got the mission control template installed. So this is actually the template from the AI Profit Boardroom. If we have a look at the setup from the Agentic OS that ChatGPT has built, it looks similar, but this is the version where you're starting from scratch. Now, when you're building this out step by step, actually looks really nice. When you're building this